I mean, when you think of a dog-handler relationship, it's meant to be like a partnership based on trust and cooperation. So as soon as you put one of these collars on a dog, all trust and cooperation goes out the window. At that stage then, it's more like you have to ask yourself, is it a power trip on your behalf? Because it becomes a one-way street instead of a two-way street. And the dog is really operating out of fear after that, rather than respect or cooperation, because they have no choice in the matter. And dogs often respond really badly to the collars because they can become, well, obviously fearful and incredibly anxious. They can even become aggressive. In my view, it's a lazy man's way of training, or else you have too many dogs to control. And why do you have too many dogs? Is it because of money? Are you selling the dogs? Is it an ego power trip, maybe?